Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. Today, I'd like to officially wish everyone a happy Made in Italy Day. In fact, it's the first ever Made in Italy Day. For today's episode, we're going to talk about the National Day of Made in Italy, which is being celebrated in Italy, and what it actually means. So imagine wandering through the historical streets of Florence, where every corner still showcases evidence of the Renaissance. In fact, Leonardo da Vinci was born just around the corner of Florence. Of course, a genius by every conceivable measure, Leonardo da Vinci was a painter, engineer, architect, inventor, and student of all things science. His natural genius crossed so many disciplines that he epitomized the term Renaissance man. But did you know that the legacy of the Italian Renaissance lives on in the hearts and hands of many modern-day Italian artisans? That's right. More than five centuries after the birth of Leonardo da Vinci, Italian craftsmanship continues to captivate the world. From intricate sculptures to beautiful fashion to delicious food and beverage products, Italy's Made in Italy brand is synonymous with excellence and ingenuity. So, what does Made in Italy mean to me? Well, for me, it's the ultimate expression of artisanal craftsmanship through the eyes of history, tradition, and know-how while innovating and concentrating on the future. Now, I should say that today I'm using the term Made in Italy because I'm not just talking about food products, but everything that is crafted in Italy, from food to fashion, you know, furniture, automobiles, and other engineering marvels. Of course, when referring to food, I typically like to use the term product of Italy because it means that the raw materials are all sourced in Italy, therefore making it 100% Italian. However, for other goods that are made in Italy, it sometimes is impossible to have all the elements of that item from Italy. Nonetheless, the National Day of Made in Italy is a great way to reflect on the past, celebrate the present, and of course, focus on the future. But what's the secret behind this legacy? Well, it all began in the workshops of the Italian Renaissance, where science, nature, and industry worked perfectly together. It was here that the seeds of creativity were planted, basically giving birth to a brand that turns mere products into something that's a pure expression of beauty and art. So fast forward to present day, and there's a law in Italy that's passed that's called the Made in Italy Law. It was introduced and passed to stand as a protection and promotion for this cultural heritage, you know, with initiatives ranging from funding support for businesses that create and innovate in Italy to educational opportunities. Italy is clearly committed to focusing on the advancement of its manufacturing industries. And what better way to celebrate this rich heritage of Italian products with National Made in Italy Day? This year, 2024, on April 15th, which is the birth date of Leonardo da Vinci, is the first year that it will be celebrated, and it will be, of course, held annually. This occasion is a testament to the country's vibrant culture and unwavering commitment to quality. But National Made in Italy Day is more than just a celebration. It's a concrete call to action. From institutions to schools to businesses, everyone comes together to recognize the social, economic, and cultural contributions of the Made in Italy brand. And as we look to the future, the vision is clear. A world where Italian products continues to flourish, where sustainability, social inclusion, and craftsmanship are all cherished and celebrated. So I hope you join me in raising a glass to the artisans, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who bring the magic of the Made in Italy brand to life. Let's honor our past, celebrate our present, and embrace the endless possibilities of the future. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.